In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. My name is Kathy, and I am an alcoholic. I am honored to be invited by Father Kent and thank him for giving me the opportunity to share my experience, strength, and hope with you as we work to remove the blinders and cast away the stigma associated with the disease of addiction. I am chair of our Diocesan Recovery Ministries Commission, and I am glad to see more churches in our diocese willing to address the disease of addiction. There are people in our pews and pulpits suffering from these illnesses that need the help of their church family to accept the mercy and healing of Jesus Christ through spirit-centered programs of recovery. We believe addiction is a family illness and that changed attitudes can aid in recovery. Now, Governor Christie, before the end of his administration, made addiction the centerpiece. But have you ever looked at statistics? Drug use in New Jersey rose 53.6% between 2010 and 2012 and continues to increase. Rates of illicit drug use are highest among those aged 18 to 25. In New Jersey, there have been almost 14,000 drug overdose deaths since 2004. The rate of heroin overdose in New Jersey is 3 times the national average. Drug overdose is the leading cause of accidental death in New Jersey, making it one of the top 18 states where accidental drug overdose deaths exceed motor vehicle deaths. So now let us take a look at what Paul said to the Philippians and how that relates to addiction and recovery. Paul clearly states that he has faith in Christ when he talks about his faith. He talks about how God gave him the faith. It is not his own. And he clearly states that his righteousness comes through the faith in Christ. While God has given him a wonderful treasure of faith, Paul is still a jar of clay, fragile, easily broken, sinful and dying. He does not want to cover up his brokenness and sinfulness. Paul does not want to fool anyone into thinking he is something that he is not. Paul does not want to lie. Paul is broken, persecuted, put into prison, cast down, tempted in many ways, tormented and dying. And despite all these hardships, Paul is not concerned, for he has Christ who died for him. Paul does not want anyone to miss the fact that he has hope when there is no hope. He is down but not out, because Christ was down but not out. Christ was nailed to the cross, put down into a tomb, but do not count him out, because Christ had victory over death. That same victory is Paul's victory. Paul's sins were many and great, to which he himself admitted in calling himself the chief of sinners. This title would not be reserved for him alone, but for all people at all times and in all places. This title has been bestowed upon you and me as well. Rather than letting Christ be our confidence is in the flesh. In our mortal flesh, in our own sinful flesh. We, chief of sinners, have our confidence not in Christ, but in ourselves. We have become, or let our addictions become our own gods. We have fixated ourselves in our addictions, wants, desires, and lusts. We have given ourselves over to the desires of our sinful flesh. We are so focused on our wants that we are blind to our needs. Unlike Paul, whom the Lord blinded and made him his chosen vessel, we are broken jars, for we are spiritually blind in our addictions and sins. We are blind to our need to repent. I too come to you with the title Chief of Sinners. I do not want to hide my brokenness. I do not want to hide my sinfulness. I am a broken jar of clay. I come to you having made many mistakes in life. I hurt many people along the way. I do not always handle arguments well. I do not always make Christ first in my life. I come to you under the persecution and temptation of addiction. As an active alcoholic, I was very much in denial. I lied, I stole, I did many things that I am not proud of. I drank from the time my eyes opened until I passed out at night. As a result, I was going to work drunk. So when my boss confronted me and suggested that I might have a problem with alcohol, I said, I do not think that I have a problem with alcohol, but I'll tell you what I will do. I will go back to church. Now, I had been away from church for 27 years, so even I was a bit shocked when those words came out of my mouth. But Christ was at work in me that day. I started going back to church that next Sunday, trying to control my drinking, and that didn't work. It took 9 more months going to church every Sunday before I could admit that alcohol was my problem. I started in a recovery program, but that compulsion to drink had not been removed from me. After months of fighting this compulsion, I finally prayed one night for it to be removed. I woke up the next morning with a feeling of relief, not even thinking about alcohol, and realized that the compulsion had been removed. I was 2 weeks in a recovery program when my husband called me to tell me that he could no longer live with me and moved in with a woman he met at the bar we had just bought. And yes, I bought a bar. I called a lawyer and immediately started divorce proceedings. My whole world was coming apart. And at the end of the divorce, I also lost a house, a boat, and that bar. But I had to do that for my life to move to a new place. I also received the gift of faith. God has enlightened my heart with the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. In Christ, we see God's glory, that he would come and suffer and die for us in order that we might have salvation. God has given me faith. I have hope where there is no hope. I am down, but I am not out. I want you to see in me the dying of Christ so that you might see the hope in his death, so that death can work life in you. I do not hide the fact that I am a jar of clay. And now I turn to you, jars of clay, one and all. You before me are a dying crowd. There is brokenness here, sinfulness, disease, decay, and addictions of many types. You are under the persecution of Satan for your faith. You are wearing the cross of Christ, and in that I see life. I was in early recovery when I was accepted into the Deacon Formation Program. Prior to that, in a meeting with my discernment committee, I was given the following poem called The Vessel by an unknown author. The master was searching for a vessel to use. Before him were many. Which one would he choose? Take me, cried the gold one. I'm shiny and bright. I am of great value, and I do things right. My beauty and luster will outshine the rest. For someone like you, master, gold is the best. The master passed on with no word at all and looked at a silver urn, narrow and tall. I'll serve you, dear master. I'll pour out your wine. I'll be on your table whenever you dine. My lines are so graceful, my carving so true, and my silver will certainly compliment you. The master passed on to a vessel of brass. 'Twas wide mouthed, 'twas shallow, and polished like glass. Hear, hear, cried the vessel. I know I will do. Place me on your table for all men to view. But the master came next to a vessel of wood, polished and carved, it so solidly stood. You may use me, dear master, the wooden bowl said, but I'd rather you use me for fruit, not for bread. Then the master looked down on a vessel of clay. Empty and broken, it helplessly lay. No hope has this vessel that the master might choose to cleanse and make whole, to fill and to use. Oh, this is the vessel I've been hoping to find. I'll mend it and use it and make it all mine. I need not the vessel with pride in itself, nor the one that is narrow to sit on the shelf, nor the one that is big mouth and shallow and loud, nor the one that displays all its contents so proud. Then gently he lifted the vessel of clay. He mended and cleansed it and filled it that day. He spoke to it kindly. There's work you must do. Just pour out for others what I put in you. We come to God admitting that we are jars of clay, because he has given us a righteousness through faith in Christ and a salvation which is surer than trying to hide our addictions and sinfulness. Life was given back to this broken vessel, this addict, and can be given to you. I see hope in Christ that I can share with others. I see the hope that you have in Christ, a hope that you can share with others. When people come to us saying that they feel as if life has got them down and out, we can say that they may be down, but they are not out. We can show them our fragile, addicted, broken, dying bodies and say, in Christ I have life, in Christ I have recovery. Amen.